Welcome again. You are here listening Azúcar Morena in CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia.
En las noches por ese camino.
You are listening, Maria, by Café Tacuba.
Es Maria quien pera en las calles. De un faro roba besos y vida a la gente mientras ella yace en un cajón.
Listening Azúcar Morena. After a couple weeks that we weren't here, because some changes here in the station, but we are here, we're back, and I'm very happy to be here. You just listen, Maria, by Café Tacuba. This band is a rock band from Ciudad Satélite, Satélite City from Mexico. They start in the early 90s, and their music, it's still almost the same. I can say that. I love how they perform and the style of the music. I think it's a great mix, how you can just listen right now. And now I have some news that I want to share before I forgot. I don't know if you remember a couple weeks ago also, I share that Jazz Mom is a group of artists that they are having events every month, and they're ready for the next one. This will be on December 15th, and the location will be in Osito. The address is 390 West Hastings, and the time will be at 5 p.m. The doors open at 5 p.m. And this will be obviously about Christmas. The name of this event is Christmas Jam. And if you are an artist, you're welcome. You can just send your request by Instagram. Just go to Instagram and type Jazz Mom. Why? Let me spell it for you. Jazz Mom is YESMAM. And yeah, you can just send your requests, share what's your art, and also if you make food or something, you can join to this event. And they have also open mic, and you can buy your tickets if you just want to go and enjoy the music and look around the artist. And obviously, they always have some local bands, and you can go and you can find the tickets online. And if you're a student, you have a discount. So don't miss this event. I've been there and it's very, very fun. I know it's on Sundays, but I remember I was with a friend, and we said, oh my God, it's Sunday and this feels like this should be on Friday or Saturday. But it's okay, because some people as me, we don't work on Monday, so it's perfect. It's the perfect plan. But don't make me wrong. It's a very chill plan, and you should go. So now we're gonna listen more music, because this show will be a little bit different. Usually I have a guest and we have an interview, we play some music, or depends who is the guest. But today it's gonna be a little bit different, and I'm gonna play more music than, you know, than interviewer talking. So enjoy the music.
Watch the waves cap with white, and I know you're not coming home tonight. I pray for you on the widow's peak. I hold steadfast to my tired belief that the can for your body on the shore.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. The leaves are browning, and I'm pissed. Does anybody relate to this?
Discorder!
Oh my god, you're right, Angels. I gotta read some Discorder magazine.
Really, no one can be blamed but myself for holding out hope that this world could only contain a certain amount of cruelty.
God damn!
Were I to make a choice again, I would spend a week collecting all the broken glass and rusty shards I can from across the city and form a nest with which I will lay myself to my grave. Oh my god, I've never felt so seen. Thank you, Discorder Magazine.
Finally, someone understands.
And for the rest of you in the Lower Mainland, find voices that you connect to in this issue of Discorder. You can find all of the distribution locations by visiting citr.ca/discorder/subscribe/.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
ti. Ya no sé cómo expresar lo que hay en mí. Tus ojos de mi mente no puedo borrar. Y ahora te pienso más, te pienso más. Tú no puedes entender lo que se siente vivir amarrando al corazón.
Widow Peak by Otera Harmond. That one is from her album, and that call all rock hounds never die. I don't think she's a widow, but I think this song, these lyrics are really, really good. I love it. And also the music is so, it's great. And the next song, it's Señal. I know it's in Spanish, but doesn't matter if you don't speak Spanish, if you know just a little bit. I think when it's about music or any type of art, you can understand by the sounds or the vibe. So I hope you enjoy this song, because this is one of my favorite bands, and this is from their album that called No Te Reconozco. And now I have something to read, which is a letter, and it's in Spanish, I'm so sorry, but... And this letter, it's we cannot say the name of the writer, so it's anonymous. Esta carta es anónima y es una carta que nunca se ha entregado. Y bueno, a solicitud del lector la vamos a compartir. Y dice así: mi amor o no. Ahora me tomó por sorpresa, en la tina, la locura, el sentimiento del desamor, y con ello la soledad. Qué difícil es estar solo y sentir esa soledad a cada hora del día. Me ha costado mucho, me hago fuerte, como puedes darte cuenta, pero a veces me pesa mucho y me rindo como hoy. Hace unos días un buen amigo me dijo algo que yo ya sé de sobra, pero cuando alguien más lo percibe y te lo dice, te asusta aún más. Como tú bien sabes, soy, digamos, bastante emocional. No soy, ¿cómo se dice?, inteligentemente emocional. Entonces, pues me dejo llevar por ellas, como un río que lleva tanta fuerte corriente, y al final pierdo. Este buen amigo me dijo: tu problema es justo ese, te dejas llevar por tus emociones y siempre vas a perder. Tienes que dejar de ser presa de ellas. Uf, no sabes cómo me retumbó la cabeza. Hoy me dejé llevar, y aunque estoy consciente de que eso puede ser mi perdición, lo intento. Pero no ha sido suficiente, por supuesto. Me ahogo en un vaso de agua, o mejor dicho, en una tina con espuma y agua caliente, porque maldito infierno de este frío invierno. Sé que me toca dejar todo, renunciar a todo lo que tengo, para un nuevo, otro comienzo, porque este me está matando poco a poco, y si me muero mañana, no quiero que sea así. Con esta amargura y tristeza que trato de esconder todos los días. Y ahora solo quiero decirte, cuando sientas cómo te queman esos rayos del sol en ese verano del sur, piensa que son mis abrazos. Esos abrazos eternos que nos curaban todo, que nos ayudaban y nos sostenían mutuamente, y al mismo tiempo también sostenían esos pedazos que se querían caer. Y bueno, esa, that was the letter, a little bit longer. Now enjoy this music. Just listen, Criminal by Cotton Project.
Down for the ride, like an oil that slides into the water.
Sleep.
And this was How Did You Sleep by Allegra Krieger.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're gonna love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life, when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
What passed beyond us this? You didn't see me there. Pretend I didn't care. Of course I still care, but I'm drunk enough to play the game. And you move away, but you linger all the same. And I can't help myself to say, but I know a kiss won't make it right, and there's no future left inside. But I got no thoughts open. Would you just come home with me tonight? Pieces of my soul are burning in my throat. He's lighting up your phone. You're here but you're already gone. Still I'm drunk enough to play the game. I lean in and you move away, but I still love you all the same. That's why I can't help myself to say, well I know a kiss from me. Cause I know a kiss won't make.
Joseph is a queer artist who cries, sings, and performs his music.
Yes, I'm a petty lover today. Cause I'm still mad about yesterday. No stupid questions asking me why. There's no kiss for you when I say goodbye. Let that shit go, let that shit go. You keep telling me to let that shit go, let that shit go. Say you don't know why I'm so cold. Hey, where did I go? Like you don't know. I'm not an easy lover, but I make time for others. No, I don't take things lightly. I'm not your average. You keep calling me sober, like there's something to say. But now the weekend is over. It's just another day. Yes, I'm a bitchy lover today. So don't speak to me when I feel this way. Don't text me and expect a reply. Cause we both know that she's still on your mind. I need to let that shit go, let that shit go. Keep telling me to let that shit go, let that shit go. So cold, hey, where did I go? Like you don't know. I'm not an easy lover, but I make time for others. No, I don't take things lightly. I'm not your average. You keep calling me sober, like there's something to say. But now the weekend is over, it's just another day. I'm not an easy lover, but I make time for others. No, I don't take things lightly. I'm not your average. You keep calling me sober, like there's something to say. But now the weekend is over. It's just another day. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you.
are listening right now, Mac DeMarco. This is a Canadian artist. He's a great artist, actually. And remember, you are listening. Now I need to change the language. Estás escuchando Azúcar Morena en CITR 101.9 FM, transmitiendo desde los territorios no cedidos de las personas Musqueam en la Universidad de Columbia Británica. Es tan difícil en mi cabeza cambiar el switch así en el del idioma. No sé qué idioma estoy hablando, no sé qué idioma tengo que hablar, así que, pues bueno, pasa, ¿no? Se me cruzan los cables y me equivoco. Tengo una recomendación muy buena de un libro. This is a recommendation that I have. It's a book, an audiobook that I'm listening right now. It's one of those books that since you start or reading or listening the first track or the first page, it just captured your whole attention. Desde que es difícil, creo que, bueno, a mí me pasa que es difícil que un libro te atrape desde que empiezas a leer el primer párrafo, la primera página, el primer capítulo, etc. Y con este libro fue, no conocía a la autora, es la primera vez que la escucho. Perdón, o que sé de ella. This is the first time that I read or I listen something from this author, this writer. And her name is Rosa Montero. She's from Spain. And I want to read more from her because she's amazing, and it's incredible how she connect perfectly everything in a book. Like it's too much information because she's talking about different women or different people, but the point or the focus on this book is different stories from different women, and the book it's La Ridícula Idea de No Volver a Verte, The Ridiculous Idea of Not Seeing You Again. That's the title of the book. And obviously, since you read the title, you think, oh, obviously it's about love. Of course it's about love, but it's more than just love, because she talk about, no quiero spoilear this book. I just wanna share a little bit of this book because it's very interesting. And she talk about women, very important women in the whole story. Obviously, it's those stories that we don't know for sure, or maybe we know some of them. But it's, for example, si voy a spoilear un poquito porque es una parte del libro que me dejó como, ¿qué? ¿Cómo es posible que yo no sabía esto? Bueno, no es que lo tenga que saber todo, pero son esas cosas de la historia, de la vida, de la iglesia, que y no importa si somos creyentes o no de la religión, o de cualquier religión. I think it doesn't matter if we believe or not in a specific religion, but this keeps my mouth open for minutes, because she talked about a woman. Maybe you knew it already, or maybe you know about this, but a woman that she was a pop. She became a pop in Rome. But obviously she couldn't be a pope as a woman, so she pretend to be a man. And I obviously she dressed as a man, she changed her name, she was so smart, so obviously everyone was agree that she became a pope. And her name is Juana. Maybe you know about this already. And I won't share what happened to her, but obviously it's something very sad, something very unfair, because just because she was a woman. And I don't want to sound very feminist, but it's those topics that it touched my heart, because I'm a woman. And I can't believe, I mean, this happened ages ago, which it makes more sense, right? Because now this is, it's changing, it's getting better, I hope, I guess, in some way. But, and okay, I'm a little bit lost now in the story, but I just want to share that this book is very interesting, because it talked about different stories of women. And I think everyone should read this book, doesn't matter the gender, because if you're a man, if you're a woman, whatever, it has so much information that maybe we know, maybe we don't know, but we are around every day since we born around women. And I think we need to be more empathic, and please take a moment. And you can find this book on Spotify. Obviously, if you can find this in Spotify, you can find it in more platforms like Amazon or more. So in Spanish or in English, and it's in many languages, so you can find them, I'm sure. Remember, La ridícula idea de no volver a verte, de Rosa Montero. The ridiculous idea of not seeing you again, of or by Rosa Montero. I'm sure you will love this book, and I'm sure you're gonna start looking more from this writer, because she's amazing. And I'm almost finished the show. And please remember also the event that Jess Mom has, and next week on Sunday, December 5th, West Hastings 390, and also the time 5 p.m. tickets online, open mic, local bands, food, art, any type of art. And also, if you are an artist, remember you can share or you can send your information by Instagram, and you can go and share your art with everyone. So I need to say goodbye. Tengo que decir adiós. Ustedes, escuchantes apreciables y hermosos escuchantes, los voy a dejar con un par de canciones más. Una de ellas, quiero decir, one of the songs that I'm gonna share is from one of my friends, Rodrigo Yellows. Rodri is a friend that I met a couple months ago. He's from Sonora, Mexico. He is a great artist. He also collaborates with another project that we have together. And I know you will love his music because he's great. And I hope Rodrigo will join us soon in this show. So enjoy the music. Have a good night. Keep warm. And I'll see you. No, see you. Listen next time.
As I can, I got to go. I got to go. Once upon a time we fell apart. You're holding in your hands the two halves of my heart.
a volver. Y han pasado varios años y no sé nada de ti. Nada de ti. Nada de ti. Solo dime cuándo vas a volver. Extraño tu aroma, los lunares de tu piel. Esa boquita roca que al probarle me supo a miel. Que en las tardes a tu lado me sentía demasiado bien. Y recuerdo que tú y yo la pasamos al cien, relajado en el desierto disfrutando del sol. Pero ahora me encuentro muy triste, no sé qué pasó. Pienso que te cansaste de soportar a un cabrón.